I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go to one of the president's top advisors, Mercedes Schlapp, with us here in Philadelphia, coming from the White House. Hey, Mercedes, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm a big fan of Matt.
I am too.
Yeah, I know you are. I've done two shows with him. It was funny how it worked out. It was like a tag team thing, but... What is your takeaway? The media tagline at this moment is that Sondland now is the bombshell of the day. What do you see in his testimony and pre-testimony so far?
You know, there's just really not much there. I think what you're seeing with the Democrat strategy is that they're moving the goalposts. They're going from quid pro quo. They focus group that, so it became that doesn't work. Let's use bribery. And then Schiff just spoke, and he talked about obstruction of justice. Because Mick Mulvaney and several other folks are not going up to the Hill to testify. So it is, but what you have is a political process gone in disarray because of the fact that the Democrats are the ones basically deciding which rules are and who to subpoena, and it just becomes I think almost unbearable for the Democrats because there's nothing there. I mean. You saw that Ambassador Gordon Sondland saying, you know, the president made it very clear he didn't want to put quid pro quo.
Yeah, let's slow down on that because that's what we're emphasizing with listeners because they're not going to get that from the rest of the media. We played that now the last 45 minutes or so. He asked the president, all right, the bottom line, Mr. President, directly, what do you want in Ukraine? The president said, I don't want any quid pro quo, just tell Zelensky to do the right thing. And then Sondland pivots toward Rudy Giuliani, he says, representing the president and wanting all that stuff.
That's right. And so it is clear that at least three times, you know, President Trump offered President Zelensky a visit to the White House with no strings attached, dismantling any evidence of quid pro quo. We know that Sondland shifted over to presuming that Rudy had asked for this, so there could have been a miscommunication there. But, you know, the president... really, at the end of the day, gave the military aid with nothing in return. I mean, that's as simple as it gets. So we're while everyone's deciphering and analyzing every single word of these testimonies, you're really getting back to the same thing, which is that military aid was given. You know, the president wanted to review and make sure that if you're giving this military aid, this foreign aid, that you're giving it to a very corrupt country. So it's got to make sure that they're in good standing and that they're in a good place. But to say that we're holding your military aid because of these, they haven't given us the investigation, I'm sorry. They can't prove it. There's nothing there.
In fact, there was testimony yesterday by Volker that, Kurt Volker said not uncommon for aid to be withheld briefly. There was a lot of testimony on that yesterday.
Yeah, that is right. And so I think you start saying that. They mentioned that he felt that the call was very accurate, the way it was spelled out. I think one of the witnesses said that. One of the witnesses says that there was nothing illegal would happen on the call. I mean, they really have nothing there. And I think that, you know, there is this taking a look at every single word that someone is saying, and someone is basically, you know, saying the president said there was, made sure that it was not going to be a quid pro quo.
Yeah, that's directly from Sondland. That's the takeaway to me, too. Hey, Mercedes, thanks for jumping in today. Anytime as this continues, thank you for joining us in Philadelphia.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.